right now. We're going to see if we can solve a problem for Greg, who is in Missouri. Greg, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Good morning, Danny and Joe.
Good morning. Tell us what's going on there in that mysterious attic of yours.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me give you a little history. 10 years ago, we built a two-car garage on the side of our old two-story farmhouse. We put a metal roof on it, and that was on top of quarter-inch fan fold on top of 2x6 nailers. And then we had no condensation problem with that. Had open ceiling in the garage, no problem. And 2 years ago, we added an addition on top of the garage. We removed the roof, went up with the walls, put the roof back on, minus the fan fold. And then recently, a leak showed up, and we had to get up in the attic to see where this leak might be coming from. And to our horror, we discovered all this condensation. Now, I've listened to you guys long enough to know that you think there's a special place in hell for anybody that dumps a bathroom exhaust fan into an attic. Well, we've been redeemed, at least back to purgatory, because now the bathroom exhaust goes into the soffit. Okay. Which really isn't much better, I know.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't think this is a problem, since that fan doesn't run probably an hour a day because there's only two of us in the house now. So after talking with several knowledgeable people, including an engineer with an attic ventilation company in Arkansas, the consensus is that we need to put the fan fold back on because that room did not drip when it was a garage with manifold, but I certainly can't say that now. My contractor says, let's take the roof off, put the manifold back on. What do you guys say?
Well, Greg, well, now you know why purgatory is so humid. It's from all those all those exhaust fans being blown into the attic.
Yeah, those people should have known better.
Yeah, Greg, when you're referring to manifold, you're talking about an underlayment that you put across the rafters prior to putting on the metal roof.
It's quarter inch pink insulation. It's not
okay.
Much.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. Well, I mean, and so this is water you see dripping off the rafters or staining the ceiling. What is the evidence that you have moisture up there?
We go up in the attic. We see the underneath side of that metal, which is exposed
right
now.
Right.
Is just wet. And it's dripping down onto the nailers, which are wet.
Right.
On a cold morning, it'll be frosty up there. It's cold in that attic. So,
yeah. Well, Greg, it's either a leak, right? It's either a leak or excessive moisture being pumped up in there. And there's no other reason. The styrofoam, you know, the polystyrene putting down first would certainly help insulate the metal, which will keep condensation from forming on it. But it's not going to solve the problem of why there's moisture in the attic in the first place. So you're going to have to seal up any leaks that are in the ceiling below, the attic floor, whatever you have there, you know, because you don't want air coming up from the living space that you now have there. But boy, I'd hate to have to take off a roof for the third time.
Oh, yeah, isn't that truth?
Yeah, I mean, every time you take off a roof and put it on, you're increasing the chances of leaks. I can definitely tell you that.
Right.
Many more holes using the same holes. Yeah, so you don't want to do that. And I'd hate to have to replace the roof. But I guess you could take off the roof, put back the styrene, maybe put on something even a little thicker than the quarter inch, put the roof back on. If it leaks, then, you know, you can take the roof off. If it doesn't leak, then at least, I wouldn't replace the roof immediately, I guess, if you can put it back on and ensure it doesn't leak. You have to get rid of the moisture. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Arkansas connection said you cannot ventilate away a major moisture problem. So we're going to have to solve the moisture problem. And he contends it's coming just from condensation from the different temperature differential.
Right.
From the cold roof and the slightly warmer air coming up from the attic. And he's not very impressed with a lot of these natural flow ventilation systems, coming in soffits. The air comes in the soffit, goes up to the roof cap.
Yeah,
because a lot of those roof cap vents are too restrictive.
Well, a lot of times they're installed, the ridge venting is installed improperly a lot of times so that you don't have that continuous flow of air. And almost always it seems like there's not enough proper continuous soffit venting that's unobstructed. Insulation obstructs it and so forth. If it's set up just right and it's the right style of home, it works pretty well. And about the best scenario there is a ranch style home with a 5-12 pitch roof, and that type of thing is about the only way to go. So I'm just not real sure, you know, if you don't have all of those, you know, optimum scenarios, I think it would be really a problem on that. But it sounds like it's definitely a moisture problem, and hopefully we've been able to help you a little bit on that.
Well, you've helped a little bit. I've gotten so many conflicting answers on this. Somebody will say something, and I'll tell that to somebody else, and they'll say, oh, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. What do you think?
Greg, I was going to suggest one other thing that you could at least test in maybe two or three bays where you see this moisture problem is just put styrofoam up between the rafters against the roof. And if that solves the problem, then, you know, then I would do it through the rest of the roof. This way you don't have to remove the roofing.
That's the best idea I've heard yet, Joe.
Hey.
That's good.
How do you
that's
like
why you're
that?
On the radio.
That's right.
Okay, I'm getting off now. I'm leaving on a high note. Well, let us know if that works. That's what I would suggest, Greg. Just try that.
I will try that.
All right, Greg.
I'll try that.
Well, best of luck to you. So glad to have you on the radio show, and I hope you have a great Christmas coming up here.